This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Game, 92.9 The Game, Greg, on this 4th of July, happy independence. You live in America, especially Georgia, Atlanta, on a day like this, it is the Peachtree Road Race. That is what Sam and I are at again. Have we, how many this is for, like a fifth?
I think a
fourth.
Yeah.
Oh, we got ways to go to get some.
We got ways to go to get, this is the 55th, man.
Yeah.
We got some catching up to do.
Yeah, we got, people got to start giving us, like, is your fourth anniversary? Like
wood,
tin,
paperclip.
It's exactly right.
We're to the part where we see the wall of humanity.
Because see a lot of in-shape people.
Yeah, we do see a lot of in-shape bodies. Everybody's
with it.
There's Craig Sager. Craig Sager Jr. What's going on, man?
Uh-oh.
Morning. What's up? Yep. Keeping the family tradition here. His dad ran this race for many, many years, and he's still running out
and
here.
And we had somebody came by. He is social.
Outstanding.
Yeah, you were gone.
Look at that. We're doing that as people make their way down to 10th Street. They're going to make that left turn and head into Piedmont Park. Across the finish line, get that picture taken from, you know, you got a camera set up that takes a picture when you cross the finish line.
Right.
It takes that picture.
Like
for
a roller coaster.
You. Yeah. You're right. Right. You know, to get that look on your face.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
You get that look on your face when you finally make it to the finish line.
I grabbed the wrong shirt, man. I grabbed the old shirt.
It's okay.
Before I lost all this weight.
Because
I look like a 7-year-old walking around in his daddy's suit.
It's okay, dude.
No.
We're all set. Peachtree Road Race is going on.
And there are parties going on, too. Little pockets of parties.
Oh, yeah.
Folks across the street, they're pouring drinks. Got the chairs up there.
Those are the people who are watching. Now, the party with the people who are actually out here on the course, that's to come.
Yeah.
See some of those folks coming.
We got a cheer station next to us, Lululemon and all that. But anyway, we're stepping into Noelle.
Okay. Oh, hey, it's her turn.
So we want to bring in Noelle, our producer. She could not make it down here, but this is the time we turn it over to her to see what she's thinking about. Good morning, Noelle.
Good morning. What's going on out there?
Wish you were here.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm going to try to find a minute or two to run down there and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Love that album. Wish You Were Here, Pink Floyd. Sorry, go ahead. Mike gives you a head shake. All right, Noelle, listen, it's kind of hard to hear you. We're just going to let you just start talking.
All right, so I want to get to my story of the week because me and Sam had the hottest ticket in town on Tuesday night. We had the pleasure of seeing Miss Angel Reese play up close and personal on Tuesday night. And I will say that for my end, I was not disappointed. You know, it is just a joy to watch Angel Reese play. Like, you know, make or miss, foul or no foul, there's just this bright smile on her face that exists from the time she gets off the bus and does her pregame outfit picture to the time that she ends the postgame conversation and gets back on the bus. Like, it's just nothing but a smile when Angel Reese play. So that was great to see. What was not great to see was the Dream not pull off that win on Tuesday night. Woo! It was a nail biter. Yes.
Yeah.
It went down to the last 90 seconds. And then you know what happened, Sam and Greg?
What's that?
We got taken to Cartersville. Because it became the Kennedy Carter Show for the last 90 seconds of that game.
Sure did.
She scored the last 6 of 7 points to close it out.
Hey, there she is. There's our correspondent. I'm sorry, Noel. There's Shannon Brown Buns.
Hey, Shannon, how you doing?
Okay, well, we're on. You going to stop? Are you going to come back afterwards? Okay, she's going to come back afterwards because we're in the middle of Noel's world right now. And
turn around.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Wait.
We're blocking her out.
Well, man, you can do this right on the air. Noel's sitting there going.
That's cool. All right. No, we're doing it.
I'm enjoying myself.
We have a little selfie time here, but that's okay. Go ahead.
We got to post those later.
Yeah.
but thoughts about what you saw, the way it was received. And you know what? And they sold out the building. I think they could have sold that building out twice.
They could have sold that thing out four times.
You know,
With the Louis Vuitton Don showing up, Don Staley, she would have brought all the South Carolina with her. You know, LSU fans want to see them some Angel Reese in her Sky jersey. So, they could have did tickets on tickets. But that's a good thing because there are more opportunities. This is not the only time that the Atlanta Dream are going to play the Chicago Sky. So there are plenty of opportunities and chances for these people to come in and, you know, rent some hotel rooms and some cars and eat at some nice restaurants and to see, you know, to see the Atlanta Dream play. Because even though they're coming in with the mindset to see an Angel Reese or Carmelo Kendoza, you know what they come away with?
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
Alicia Gray can really play some basketball.
And she's an all-star. Talk about that.
And that's what I'm talking about. What I'm seeing Alicia Gray with this new intake of new fans voting for the All-Star. I mean, I think last year Asia Wilson got the max of like 50,000 votes. This year was like 300,000 votes. So huge jump. And in that huge jump of us playing all these teams like the Liberty and the Connecticut Sun and the Aces and the Sky and the Fever, fans have got to see Ryan Howard, of course, before her injury, but now they've gotten to see Alicia Gray, and a kind of loose Alicia Gray. It's really just her and Tina Charles out there making it work and everybody making it work around them. It's clear that Coach Wright wants to play inside out, and I think we got a really good look of that on Tuesday, just not quite enough. But Alicia Gray becomes an all-star yet again, and she showed why on the court that night before she found out.
Yep, and it was neat hearing her reaction to that, finding that out, you know, because sometimes she's few on words, but she didn't have any problem at night. And talking about being in Atlanta, what it meant to have family members close by, that her parents could come and see her play, and talk about what this whole situation here in Atlanta makes it so good and so right for her.
You know, and I'm glad she feels that way about being here in Atlanta, because I feel that way about Alicia Gray being here in a mix with a Ryan Howard, two kind of young players that can, you know, really shoot the ball and play on both sides of the defense. Like, you really saw, like, if you had a Ryan Howard on Tuesday night, that game is probably different.
Right. Absolutely. I think so. I was impressed with the way they rebounded.
Yes.
Considering when Chicago came out, I said, we're going to have trouble getting rebounds with these folks. They're a long team, and we were able to out-rebound them. The problems was the turnovers. At some crucial moments, some turnovers that really added up. And, you know, I think Coach T said afterwards, if you take away about half of those turnovers, that's the difference in your game, and I kind of agree with it.
Yeah, like especially in that last 60 seconds, there was a big turnover where Alicia just couldn't corral that ball. It went out of bounds. And that was kind of the end of the game right there. There were more minutes, but at that point, Kennedy Carter had just completely taken over. They couldn't keep her bottled up any longer. I mean, there was one play where she got around Haley Jones, and then Nia Coffey couldn't keep up with her. They were just trailing, and she went up for the layup and the and one, and it was just, whoo, it was very indicative of Kennedy Carter's play and what she can do. So, you know, shout out to her in the sky, but I was really hoping with that game going down to the wire that we were able to pull that one out. But I saw good things in that game that added on to the good things that I saw when they went to play the Liberty in New York in the first half of that game.
Yeah. Well,
the first half of that game in New York was crazy.
Let me ask you something important. Has there been are you hoping that there's conversation, and it may be too late, to move that game, the next one, with the Sky to State Farm like they did with the Indiana game?
Maybe not State Farm, but I'd say Georgia State at least. You need it more than 3,200 seats. To me, you do that. But, you know, there's logistics if nothing else is happening in another building, the cost. We'll see. But to me, it would have been worth it. You missed out on we could have sold that building out 2 to 3 times for that game this week. So hopefully by the next time they come. But thoughts about the All-Star team, Noel, who made it? And how do you think this game between the All-Stars and the Olympic team is going to go? I'm curious as to how this game is going to play out.
I am really excited for this All-Star game. One interesting thing I saw that I think is going to be very fun to watch is to see Dawana Bonner and Alyssa Thompson on two different sides battle each mm-hmm. other, because Alyssa's going to be on the Olympic side and Dawana Bonner is going to be on the All-Star side. So that's going to be very interesting. I mean, you got three aces that are going to be on that Olympic side, so they'll have a built-in level of chemistry there. So that's going to be really interesting. But I'm interested to see how our own – I'm also interested to see De'Erica Hambry. That's going to be awesome to see her in the All-Star game. But I'm also interested to see how Alicia Gray plays with the non-Olympic players. You know, maybe we can, you know, see some future acquisitions, maybe some future trade bait. Maybe, you know, go up there, have some conversations, you know, tell them how much you love – coming here from Dallas to Atlanta and what that did for your career and how you want to bring other people along. Yeah, that's what I'm really excited for Alicia to go up there to do. But outside of that, I'm looking forward to a really great game. There were a few snubs. Like, I'm surprised, super surprised that Adijah Nae Carrington didn't make the list. But I'm excited to see, you know, the Aaliyah Coopers of the world with our super fast step and all these other players can do. With players outside of their own team, it's always interesting, male or female, to watch these players play with players that they don't usually play with.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm just excited for the way that's going to take place. And this special three-point exhibition is going to take place during WNBA All-Star Weekend. I can't wait to see that. How do you think that's going to go?
Oh, that's going to be fun. I mean, if anything, it should be just as fun as interesting as when Sabrina Ionescu went on the NBA side. It should be just as much fanfare seeing Steph Curry come over here and chuck up a bunch of threes. And I say chuck, but we all know there's a 75% chance it's going in from wherever he is on the floor. So that's going to be fun to see.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So looking forward to that. That's coming up. And as they play on the way to heading over to Paris, the Olympic team, curious to see how that all works out and plays out with some of the newbies. For the first time since 2014, two rookies are all-stars. And, you know, they've been a big part of the enthusiasm for the WNBA. As I mentioned before, this situation where the college game is helping to propel and even elevate the professional game because of what they've accomplished and what people have watched. So looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, with Cameron Brinks not having an injury, if she wasn't injured, you might have three.
Yeah.
I mean, she was playing at a really – defensively, she was playing at a really, really high level before the injury. So, but those are two rookie players that I'm not surprised at all that wound up being all-stars. I think we all expected to see that. I think we're all excited to see what they look like with these more accomplished veterans around them, because everybody's going to be a baller when you get to the All-Star game. So what are Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark going to be able to add to their team? Because they will be on the same team.
Yeah, yeah.
A dude awesome. Just ran by here whose hair was perfect. He's running, and his hair was a perfect, an older gentleman. It was blonde, but it was parted perfectly. The little comb over the waves were perfect. Nothing
well,
was
you know,
moving.
You know, it's just like Deion Sanders says, though, right? You want to look good. You look good, you play good.
Yeah, but listen.
You look good, you're running good. He wants to look good.
He's
probably been in this race a number of years, and he's put a premium on not just participating, but looking, you know.
Well, again.
Look your best. I figure if I've been out here running since Lenox Square, I wouldn't care how I look.
Well, your hair wouldn't move. This is one of our Caucasian brothers whose hair would move when the wind blows, and it did. Dude had some hairspray on it or something.
Oh, yeah, man.
So
another Lady Liberty.
Oh,
my goodness.
You've been busy talking. I see her. There's been a bunch of them. Yeah,
they're saluting to you.
Yes,
they're saluting
are.
Each other.
Tattoos are going all over the place.
How nice. Outstanding.
We had Shannon Bromlin run by here. Anyway, I before we get done with Noel, because it's been basically you guys been doing a WNBA segment here.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't hear what's going on in her head, but I did want to ask her since she brought up Steph. There was some NBA movement this week. Did you care about any of the movement from this from the league this past year? This past week? She's gone.
I was really hoping. That Clay would do the family legacy L.A. thing and not go ring chasing Dallas, but here we are. So Dallas gets their big three, and we will see how that works out. Yay, Dallas.
I think he didn't want to be a part of the circus.
That's what I was going to ask you. Y'all said nothing about Bronny.
I don't disagree there, but I guess it depends on where Clay Thompson see himself in his career. So I guess for him, L.A. may still be on further down on the checklist. I guess he feels like he still has some things to check off before he gets to the dad's team home tour.
I think he wants no part of it. I think he wants.
Constructed right now, probably not. As what happened in the last 2 weeks, probably not. It probably became less appealing in the past 2 weeks to go to L.A.
We're going to do a deeper dive into what's going on with the NBA with Terrell Thomas. He's coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Is that all? What's going on in Noel's world? Anything else before we get back to this crazy race that's going on?
Get back
here.
To this wall of humanity that's coming. That's what it passed us out here.
Everybody out there getting that good exercise.
They're getting it in. They're celebrating the 4th, and that's what they're doing here in Atlanta. That's how we do it.
When do we reach out to Chesley?
We can check with him in a little while.
Let's see if we can get Chesley coming up because we're moving to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock hour. Like I said, it is all kinds of folks running by us right now. So we're going to hopefully get a chance to speak with Chesley McNeil, 11 Alive. He is at his usual spot, probably getting kissed right now.
You think?
Some people want to get up and hug him and give him a little sugar on the jaw. That's what he looks forward to it every year. He's got some handy wipes off his face. But we're going to hopefully get to Chesley. Like I said, Terrell Thomas is going to join us. Also, John Nelson, your boy from GPB, he is going to be joining us. And Joe Patrick, talk a little Atlanta United, talk a little Falcons and what's going on with them and also in NFL news. He might even have a take on what's going on with the Braves. That is all to come. And Sam and I are here for the Peachtree Road Race. It is the 4th of July. We are right in front of the Starbucks at Colony Square, the 400 building, just off of 14th Street. Stop by, say hello, yell one of our phrases to us. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
And, they've been a big part of the enthusiasm for the WNBA. As I mentioned before, this situation where the college game is helping to propel and even elevate the professional game because of what they've accomplished and what people have watched. So looking forward to seeing how it all plays out.
Yeah, and I'll be honest, with Cameron Brinks not having an injury, if she wasn't injured, you might have three.
Yeah.
I mean, she was playing at a really – defensively, she was playing at a really, really high level before the injury, so – But those are two rookie players that I'm not surprised at all that wound up being all-stars. I think we all expected to see that. I think we're all excited to see what they look like with these more accomplished veterans around them because everybody's going to be a baller when you get to the all-star game. So what are Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark going to be able to add to their team? Because they will be on the same team.
Yeah, yeah.
A dude awesome. Just ran by here whose hair was perfect. He's running, and his hair was the perfect. An older gentleman, it was blonde, but it was parted perfectly. The little comb over the waves were perfect. Nothing
well,
was
you know,
moving.
You know, it's just like Deion Sanders says, though, right? You want to look good. You look good, you play good.
Yeah, but listen.
If you look good, you're running good. He wants to look good.
He's
probably been in this race a number of years, and he's put a premium on not just participating but looking, you know.
Well, again.
Look your best. I figure if I've been out here running since Lenox Square, I wouldn't care how I look.
Well, your hair wouldn't move. This is one of our Caucasian brothers whose hair would move when the wind blows, and it did. Dude had some hairspray on it or something.
Oh, yeah, man.
So
another Lady Liberty. Oh, my goodness.
You've been busy talking. I see her. There's been a bunch of them. Yeah,
they're saluting to you.
Yes,
they're saluting
are.
Each other.
Tattoos are going all over the place.
How nice.
Man.
Outstanding.
We had Shannon Bromlin run by here. Anyway, I before we get done with Noel, because it's been basically you guys been doing a WNBA segment here.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't hear what's going on in her head, but I did want to ask her since she brought up Steph. There was some NBA movement this week. Did you care about any of the movement from the league this past year? This past week? She's gone.
I was really hoping that Clay would do the family legacy LA thing and not go ring chasing Dallas, but here we are. So Dallas gets their big three, and we will see how that works out. Yay, Dallas.
I think he didn't want to be a part of the circus.
That's what I was going to ask you. Y'all said nothing about Bronny.
I don't disagree there, but I guess it depends on where Klay Thompson see himself in his career. So I guess for him, LA may still be on further down on the checklist. I guess he feel like he still have some things to check off before he gets to the dad's home tour.
I think he wants no part of it. I think he wants.
Right now, probably not. As what happened in the last 2 weeks, probably not. It probably became less appealing in the past 2 weeks to go to LA.
We're going to do a deeper dive into what's going on with the NBA with Terrell Thomas. He's coming up in about 20 minutes or so. Is that all? What's going on in Noel's world? Anything else before we get back to this crazy
get back to this wall of humanity that's coming past us out here.
Everybody out there getting that good exercise.
They're getting it in. They're celebrating the 4th, and that's what they're doing here in Atlanta. That's how we do it.
When do we reach out to Chesley?
We can check with him in a little while.
Let's see if we can get Chesley coming up because we're moving to the top of the hour, 8 o'clock hour. Like I said, it is all kinds of folks running by us right now. So we're going to hopefully get a chance to speak with Chesley McNeil, 11 Alive. He is at his usual spot, probably getting kissed right now.
You think?
Some people want to get up and hug him and give him a little sugar on the jaw. That's what he looks forward to it every year. He's got some handy wipes off his face. But we're going to hopefully get to Chesley. Like I said, Terrell Thomas is going to join us. Also, John Nelson, your boy from GPB, he is going to be joining us. And Joe Patrick, talk a little Atlanta United, talk a little Falcons and what's going on with them and also in NFL news. He might even have a take on what's going on with the Braves. That is all to come. And Sam and I are here for the Peachtree Road Race. It is the 4th of July. We are right in front of the Starbucks at Colony Square, the 400 building, just off of 14th Street. Stop by, say hello, yell one of our phrases to us. It is Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.